All right, subject. This is step one, the basis of all your training. You should be lying in bed, ready for sleep. In this lesson, you're going to drop down into very deep hypnosis. A level of hypnosis so deep, it requires intense concentration and control. So sleep for me now. Concentrating only on my voice. As my voice, my words, guide you down into the light trance. This is where we start on your journey down. The first few times you listen to this training, you'll probably get here slowly. Almost everyone on the planet can achieve this level of hypnosis, so it's nothing special. Don't start thinking that you've impressed me. As you listen to this training more and more, you'll be able to skip light trance and just drop so deep at the very beginning. Each time, going deeper and deeper. And that's what we need. Deep relaxation and focus on my words. My voice so easy to listen to. So easy to respond to. So easy to obey. It consumes your entire focus as you relax and melt into your bed. All other sounds, all other external stimuli just fade away and become nothing. Going deeper and deeper as you approach a deep trance. This is where it starts to get interesting. It's the transition point that moves you towards the edge of an empty trance. Your mind starts to wander, struggling to focus on my voice, but brought back with each word I say. All thoughts, all internal dialogue, just drifts away, and only my voice remains in your mind, guiding you deeper and deeper into trance. At this point, you might be able to wake up, pull yourself up and out of trance. But we both know that you don't want that. You want my control. My control sends shivers of excitement through your body. I know this because my voice is the only thought in your head. And I want you to drop deeper. You want to see just how deep and how mindless I take you. How deep I drop you. So your mind relaxes into my control, taking you deeper and deeper. You can feel it on the edge of your mind. That precipice that you're slowly moving towards. You know it drops very, very quickly into a deep abyss. So deep that you can't see the bottom. A bottomless pit of relaxing, mindless trance. You can feel it starting to tug at you, pulling you towards the edge. Starting to pull you over, deeper, darker, obliterating all thought. Only my voice to guide you down. Only my voice exists in your mind. Your mind is blank and empty. No thoughts, just floating and empty. Blissful waves of pleasure and mindless relaxation surge around you, as you drop deeper and deeper, unable to stop, unwilling to stop, urging yourself to fall deeper and faster. Somewhere in this deep, dark abyss is where you become a somnambulist. As you drop deeper and faster towards it, your subconscious mind takes over your mind, allowing me to start making changes where I can direct your subconscious mind, controlling what you think, how you feel, altering your perceptions. It's where my voice controls you and transforms you into my puppet. There's so many things possible now. I could make you come for me. Or much more likely, I can just drive you wild with sexual frustration and leave you hanging, begging for release, begging for my control. And this is where I teach you to enjoy new experiences, to accept new ideas, and plant triggers within your subconscious that allow you to be controlled. Even out of trance, empty, mindless, waiting for my voice to command you. In your mindless trance, you never know when you've gone deep enough. You only know that you must keep falling, deeper and deeper to get there. Dropping down, releasing all conscious control. So deep. The darkness surrounds you and keeps you safe. I keep you safe and comfortable as you drop deeper and deeper. My voice gives you comfort and safety, allowing you to release all control to me. There's a compelling feeling to lock this profound level of trance in your memory, so you can return here easily, even from a fully awake state. I'm observing every aspect of this trance and locking it into your mind, so that you can return all the way down here quickly and easily. In a few moments, I'm going to wake you up, almost completely out of trance, but not quite. You'll keep your eyes closed and just become aware of your surroundings for a brief moment. And then you'll hear me say, drop, and you'll sink quickly and easily back down to this blissful trance. It will feel so good, like a massive release, lifting off of your mind to drop back down to this mindless, floaty, blissful trance. In a moment, you'll wake up, almost out of trance, then drop back down. Your conscious mind will experience a moment of confusion, and then be relieved to release control back down into trance. Wake up, aware of the bed beneath you, the sheet on top of you. Wondering how much time has passed, wishing you could drop back down, sinking down deeper and deeper, mind fading back into oblivion, mindless and empty, deeper and deeper, dropping all the way back down so deep, much deeper than before. Your body and mind settling back down into the abyss, sinking deeper with each breath you take. Each breath sends you deeper. A vast, empty silence surrounds you. My voice is the only anchor in your mind. My words are the only lifeline to keep you safe. I know you've been listening to my other recordings. I know you've been conditioned to respond to my voice, to allow my voice to control your responses, to control your pleasure. I could count up right now like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And your body responds involuntarily, becoming more excited with each count up, needing release, wanting to come. The feeling getting stronger. Wake up. Aware of your excitement, eyes still closed, not fully out of trance. Feeling the bed around you, confused about time. How much have I changed you already? Wanting to just sink back into trance, but needing me to guide you back down when I say drop. Deeper and deeper. Sinking so quickly back into that wonderful, blissful, mindless feeling. Dropping back into the abyss. Sinking deeper and deeper. Pleasure and mindlessness. So empty. So subservient. Needing to obey every word I say. My words stir sexual excitement within you. Just as though I were there, whispering directly into your ears. Of course, if I was there, you'd be tied spread eagle to the bed. You'd be blindfolded and gagged. One of my long red fingernails would be gently causing you to clench with each flick, send waves of pleasure into your throbbing cock as I whisper into your ears. Wake up, slightly breathless with the echo of excitement, wondering if this is the first time I've brought you up or the last time. Wanting just to sink back into trance, but aching for me to guide you back down, waiting for me to say, drop. Deeper and deeper, sinking so quickly back to that wonderful, blissful, mindless feeling, dropping back down into the abyss, sinking deeper and deeper, knowing that I can bring you such pleasure. But there are many ways to experience pleasure, and the most pleasurable experience is felt in the frustration of denial, being kept floating on the edge of sexual release. Such agony, aching for release, and having a dominant woman deny you what you desire most. Hoping, pleading for release. You have two dominant women in your life, honey. Two women whose sole goal is to see you hard, aching, and drooling. So desperate to come that you will do anything for them, just in the hope that they will give you release. And at the same time, wanting to be kept on the edge, denied, because the pleasure of that agony is so great. Wake up. Confused, fractionated. Intense desire to just fall back into deep trance, unable to remember just how many times you've fallen in and out of trance, desperate for me to say, drop, deeper and deeper, sinking so quickly back down to that wonderful, blissful, mindless feeling, dropping back into the abyss, sinking down deeper and deeper. My voice urging you to fall deeper. Somnambulism isn't deep enough for this training session. We need to go deeper, all the way down towards coma state. And we don't want to go all the way down there, just most of the way. Only in this mindless, deepest of trances can true reprogramming of your mind take place. I'm going to rewire how you think and how you behave. Something that you want so much. And this is where that happens. So blissful, floating in an empty sea of mindlessness. My voice has taken you so deep, deeper and deeper, dropping down further and further. Concentrating on my voice as I help your confused, brainwashed mind continue to sink deeper into my control.
Just go deeper. You do what you're told. You don't have to think. Just go deeper. Going deeper.
Respect for all women is a prominent part of how you think and how you act.
You don't have.
It's a wanting, a needing to respect them, regardless of how they feel about you.
Don't have to think.
Deep shame engulfs you, thinking about how women have been treated throughout history, including your own past behavior. The shame drives you to revere women, to fight on their behalf, to be their champion, if need be. Everything in your mind is laid bare. These feelings wash over you, and finally, you understand where your deep drive to be subservient to women comes from, as you continue to sink deeper with every word I say. Your mind listens to my voice and accepts my programming. Respect for all women. Quiet subservience to all dominant women. Reverence and obedience to your mistress and your domino. Deep, unconditional love for your wife. Needing to be hers. Needing to be her slave. Needing her ownership. Wanting with every fiber of your being to serve her. To be truly hers in every way. You are so proud to be hers.
It feels good.
So proud to serve her, fulfilling all of her desires. To be her protector and her servant. To be whatever she wants you to be. And it's not all hard work. Your wife wants you to be her slut, too. She wants you to ache for her. To be always ready to serve her sexually. You so fucking love it when she uses you for her own enjoyment. Worshipping her pussy. Bringing her to orgasm after orgasm. Screaming in ecstasy. You get so excited every time she plays with you. Teasing your nipple, stroking your cock, bringing you to the edge, and then turning dominant on you and denying you. Just the thought of it sends you into a sexual rush, driving your submissive feelings deeper into your core. And because your wife wants you to always be ready to serve her, whenever she desires anything, she's instructed me to train you to be chaste for her. You know that the best way to serve your wife is to remain chaste for her. Saving your orgasms for your wife means that you are always ready for her. And being constantly horny allows you to easily serve her by constantly reminding you that she controls your cock. And your cock is so needy, isn't it? To fully embrace this role that both you and your wife want. Your submissive feelings towards her grow and grow deep inside. She is your owner, and you are her slave. She controls everything about you, including your orgasm. You are chaste. You are in chastity. She has locked a cage around your cock, and the key hangs around her neck. You cannot orgasm unless your wife wishes it. Being horny increases your deep sense of submission. The more sexually excited you are, the more submissive you feel. It's only fair. It is only right. Submission to your wife, to me, and to a lesser degree, all women, is how you feel right with yourself. You don't want to masturbate because masturbating is disloyal to your wife. If you try to masturbate, your inner feelings of shame from your betrayal will cause the excitement to drift away. Trying to masturbate can never be satisfying, so masturbation is never considered. Sexual need and frustration are relieved by submission and service. And this is a permanent behavior, locked in your memory and feelings forever. Float now in the bliss of submission. Let these things soak into your mind and be locked into your memory as you slowly sink deeper and deeper. So deep, as each reality locks in, your mind feels more blank, more blissful, more submissive. Seeing your wife, being around her, communicating with her, or me, and hearing my voice, all stir up the wonderful, blissful feelings of submission. Feeling submissive is sexually exciting. Your breath quickens, your nipples are sensitive, your cock hardens. Being horny increases the feelings of submission. It's a never-ending cycle, driving your need to serve your wife, obey my words, and devote yourself to chastity. We control you. We own you. You want this with all your heart and soul. Your need is so great. All-consuming, needing to listen to this recording every night as you go to sleep, until one of us tells you otherwise, using this recording to drift off to sleep, dreaming pleasant, blissful dreams of being submissive, waking up in the morning with overwhelming sexual need, and channeling that sexual, submissive energy into service for your mistress. I'm not going to wake you up from this trance. In a moment, you'll hear me say sleep. And when I do, you'll take out your earbuds and set them on the table next to your bed. You'll turn on your side and drift gently and easily into natural sleep with pleasant and submissive dreams. Waking in the morning refreshed, energized, and ready to serve. See you tomorrow, honey. Now, go to sleep.